right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to our podcast.
Yep.
I'm Trent Willis. With me here is
Rafael Pola,
the man himself. So today we're just going to raffle off a few things. Just tell us what you like about it, and we'll see where it goes from there. So first things first, Chief.
Well, I'm Rafael. Born and raised in Palm Beach County, Florida, my whole life.
Yeah.
Dad's Cuban, mom's Puerto Rican.
Makes sense.
I'm just chilling. 19 years old.
Yeah. We met in middle school.
Yeah.
Been pretty tight ever since, you could say.
Yeah, you could. Xbox, let me tell you. Makes some good friends.
For sure. Just wanted to ask you about... Boy, I already fucked up, bro. I'm fucking nervous here. I can't do it in front of Mike.
What are we naming this podcast?
It's a good question.
I haven't come up with a name.
We have not had a name. I don't know. Right now, it's just under Twillis.
Twillis United.
Yeah. So, in respect to growing up, when do you think that you as a person realized that everything was not perfect? Like, your parents are not perfect, and you are not essentially in a cookie cutter world where everything's known.
Yeah. See, I don't think there's like one specific moment.
Yeah.
I feel like there was like things that started to happen that you kind of
like as growing
start
up,
realizing. Yeah. Like, as like, it's not like, oh, one that woke up and like everything just like changed. You know, it's like a gradual thing.
Yeah.
So like, for example, like, definitely me, like, at 14, like, I had a view of my parents that, like, they could do everything.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, the more you get older, like, the more, like, you realize that, like, they're basically just like you, but they're just, like, they've just been alive for longer.
They just happen to not know anything either.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everyone, like, it's not like you turn a certain age and you figured everything out. Like, they're 40 or 50, and they're still figuring stuff out as they go.
Right. Because I know...
Like, no one knows everything.
Yeah. As a kid growing up, so, like, my parents would go to the ABC liquor store, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, as a kid, you don't know what alcohol is. And my parents would go in, and I'd be like, so where we go? Like, I'd be like, why are we here? My dad's like, oh, I'm getting some juice. So, I used to call it, when I was, like, 7 or 8, the ABC juice store. And I actually remember talking to Tyler one time.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, Tyler... Or we were in the car waiting for my dad to get some alcohol. And I was like, where'd your dad go? I'm like, oh, he's going to the juice store. He's getting some juice. And I remember my dad got, like, super pissed off at me
because
I told Tyler he was getting juice from the juice store. And he's like, don't tell your friends I go here. I'm like, what do you mean? They're just getting some juice, man. Just get some Capri Suns up in here.
Yeah.
It's weird. Because, like, as a kid, you don't know. You don't have your own opinions yet. It's like, once you start questioning things... And formulating your own opinions, you don't know what's going on.
I feel
it's weird.
Like, once you're not told everything,
You kind of just switch and don't know what's going on.
That's how it is with drugs,
dude.
Like, I did not know how many people, because when I was like 12,
right,
I just thought not a single person did drugs.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the older you get, the more you realize that, like, there's more people that do drugs than don't do drugs.
At least in
this age.
Well, I mean, you go to any, like, growing up as in anywhere, everyone knows, everyone's had availability to, like, weed.
Yeah.
Like, your parents, you, like, every generation, it's not, like, weed is a weird drug, because it's not, like, it's a drug that you would assume most people have done. Like, you don't assume someone has done meth. People go around and be like, oh, yeah, that guy's definitely a meth head. Everyone's done meth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, weed is something that you would just assume, like... you ask someone and they're like, yeah, I smoked in like high school or something.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Everyone's done it, I feel like. It's a very
or at least deep... been exposed to it.
Yeah, they've definitely,
like,
they've
been
seen
in the
it
area
or...
of, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Weed is it's a weird drug like that, because that's why it's becoming recreational in most places in America.
Yeah,
and a lot of places in Europe. Speaking of Europe.
No way.
How would you compare America to the country of the continent of Europe?
I've never personally been to Europe, so
you wouldn't know.
Like, from what I see, the thing is, it's like, even though it's all connected,
yeah,
they're all there still, you know, their own individual country.
Because
it's like, yeah, like I compare them to like states, you know.
No, they are
like
Texas what they are. And California, the European two Union, different things. The European Union basically is like a country of its own, yeah, and they just connect a bunch of states in between. Mm-hmm. That's because, I mean, most countries there are the size of our states here.
Yeah, exactly.
England's what, the size of Florida? Mm-hmm. Like maybe a little bigger than Florida. I don't actually know the perfect parameters of England, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure you can travel from like Scotland to Brighton in like 6-7 hours, from what I know. Mm. But like, because all right now in summer, everyone in college is going abroad.
Oh yeah.
To
like Europe. Italy and Spain.
Yeah, so everyone's in Europe right now. It's weird, and we're just sitting here because we're idiots.
Yeah.
But like, understandably, America's only like 200 and something years old. So we all, like, our oldest artifacts of civilization, aside from Native Americans, are extremely like new compared to stuff in Europe. You go to Europe, you see the Roman Colosseum. That's I don't actually know the dates for that, but that's freaking old.
Yeah, it's like what, 2003? No,
I want to say older than that. Don't, because what? When was the fall of Rome? Do you know?
I think it was like 400 AD.
400, 500 AD. Yeah, I think it was. They just kept getting raided.
Yeah.
So it's quite a few thousand years old. That's pretty crazy compared to like going to Boston and seeing.
Yeah, that's true. There's no like historical, like there's historical artifacts, but it's not like, like there's no, like pyramids and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I think like the closest thing we have to that is like Mount Rushmore.
You built Mount Rushmore, yeah, bro. Exactly. It wasn't even that old.
Mm-hmm.
You go to South America, they have all the Mayan pyramids and Aztec stuff. Of course, we've kind of destroyed half of those too. But
and it's just the jungle too.
Yeah, but, I mean, I know a lot of the conquistadors did.
Oh yeah,
freaking destroyed those guys. Or you said something about the conquistadors like me like 2 weeks ago or something, bro. What were you trying to say? I can't remember what you were trying to say. You said something weird to me about the conquistadors. About bringing all, like, the plagues over and stuff. And, like, all of the diseases.
Because apparently there's one guy this one Spanish guy, that he went to, like, the Amazon. And he was, like, going, like, through the rivers and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he saw, like, a whole bunch of, big-ass cities and stuff.
Right.
And then, you know, like, he interacted with those people. But then, like, when he left, like, he wrote it all down. So he left. And then, like, years later, they tried to come back to it.
Uh-huh.
But they couldn't find anything.
Because they're just idiots.
No,
it's just covered in jungle.
Because the thing was, like, apparently, like they spread the diseases. Saw people die.
And then
the jungle, like, since it grows so fast over there, like, it just, like, you know.
Freaking.
Covered everything up. So they could never find it. And they're like, well, what happened here?
Yeah.
So they didn't believe him that he, like, saw, like,
found
cities and stuff.
Civilization before he killed them all.
Yeah. And they found that now because, they're deforestating, like, all that stuff in the Amazon.
So they're
going back deep into it.
And they're finding
finding that stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. With, like, the plagues of, like, the conquistadors coming in. So who was that? You sent me a post, or I sent you a post, of, like, this guy was talking about. Like, imagine coming in to, like, the Amazon, and you're a European, and you come in there, and you see these guys sacrificing 4 billion people to, like, the god of fire.
Oh, yeah.
And you as a,
like,
person...
Hold on, buddy. What's going on?
Like, everyone, most history books, I would say most people in general, like, they keep blaming the conquistadors for coming in and ruining civilization.
Yeah.
But imagine coming in as a conquistador, and you see these guys sacrificing themselves to the goat god.
Yeah,
I think I might want to go slaughter some people too.
The thing is, just it's different times, you know. Like, you can't compare ways of thinking. Even like for example, like our parents, they think completely different than the way we think.
Right.
So imagine people 400, 500 years ago, like they had such a different mentality of thinking.
Yeah.
But if you got those same people and put them like in today and like raised them, they wouldn't think that way.
Yeah. But you have. Proper, were they Catholic or Christian conquistadors?
Yeah.
They're coming in and they're just seeing
people being slaughtered.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, buddy.
We got a clear shop here, bud.
They say worshiping our God. We don't do that.
I understand you guys think this is going to help you, but let me tell you, there's Jesus. You can come support Jesus. You don't have to do this anymore.
No, but even like, it's just a different mentality. Like, for example, like, people say, like, oh, George Washington had slaves, so he's, like, racist and stuff like that. But, I mean, if George Washington was born today...
I don't think he'd have slaves.
He would not be racist at all.
I don't think he would be like, yo, let's go get some slaves up in here.
Yeah.
You see that black guy over there? He's not allowed to do that. He's fucking mowing my lawn right now. No, I don't think that's the way he's going to be. If he was raised with this kind of mentality.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Then you have, of course, the Women World Cup.
Yeah.
Is currently going on.
I haven't
on.
Seen a single game.
I've seen highlights.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that.
I've seen highlights. But that's not because I don't care about Women World Cup. It's just that I just don't care.
The Euro qualifiers is on right now.
I think they finished up. I'm not sure. I know the Copa America is going on right now as well.
Yeah.
Right now in the world of international soccer, there is
on.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Because I remember the last time the Women's World Cup happened, it was just the Women's World Cup. There's nothing else going on, pretty sure.
Yeah, there was...
From
what I remember, watching most of the Women's World Cup games.
Yeah, because that was it.
We beat Japan. I think that was the final, was it not? Carly Lloyd scored a banger from, like, midfield.
Yeah.
So that was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was against Japan in the final last year. And, of course, this year, we just beat Spain. I believe we have to play France in the quarters. I believe it's the quarters now. Where there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 teams. And semifinal. Yeah, we're in the quarters right now. We have to play France. And Megan Rapinoe has just come out. She was asked if she was going to go visit the White House if
mm-hmm.
they win, essentially. And she said, "I'm not fucking going to the White House."
So that's the. She has like the white hair?
Yeah, she's the white hair.
She sent the video.
Yeah. She's like, "I'm not going." And then immediately afterwards, Trump comes out and is like,
mm-hmm.
"You're invited. Regardless, win or lose, you can come.
Yeah.
We'll have some McDonald's just like the national champions for football and basketball."
What do you think about that? Like, them having McDonald's, like...
I mean...
Because in my opinion, I feel like you could have literally, like...
He's the president. He can have whatever food he wants.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't know. I don't see it as, like, a big problem.
No, I don't see it as a
problem. But I feel like
it
could have definitely been handled a little bit better. Cause
no,
at least get Chick-fil-A. At least get Chick-fil-A.
No, they can't do that because Chick-fil-A hates the LGBTQ community. So that would cause uprising everywhere else, too. No, like, the McDonald's thing isn't a big deal, I think.
I just feel because the way... I see both sides. I see how it doesn't make a big difference. It's fucking McDonald's. Who cares? But then the other... point is like they have so much money that it's kind of like disrespectful to just get McDonald's.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of but if you look at the videos, everyone's having a great time.
Yeah, I mean,
chowing down Big Macs.
You see like 17 offensive linemen come up and they got like 4 stacks of Big Macs on
mm-hmm.
their plate, man. Chowing down.
Yeah,
but even if it was like a steaky dinner compared to like a
yeah
like, I mean, you gotta remember, like, the basketball team is one thing because there's only like, I want to say, like, what, 25 players
on
roster?
Football team.
The whole football team is, like, plus 100-plus people, isn't
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I think, like, an NFL roster is 55 people. I don't know what a college roster would be, but I'm sure you have a bunch of guys who are just waiting in the wings,
too. It's just, like, there's no way to make anyone happy unless they would have gone all out.
Yeah.
Because if they would have gotten KFC, bro, they would have been like, oh.
Dude, that would have been so bad.
They would have been like, oh, Trump's
like,
a real racist now.
He's the most racist person ever.
Honestly.
And then... recently coming out in Trump, when Trump was tweeting about Rapinoe, he brought up all kinds of random statistics about his presidency being great and that she should love to meet him or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I was watching Dan Levitard earlier today and he was talking about it. But he was talking about how NBA owners shouldn't be called owners anymore. Like, Trump was like,
yeah. Trump said that?
No, he brought it up in one of his tweets. He's like, we can't call NBA owners owners anymore. I think because Draymond Green brought it up, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure because Draymond was like referring to them as owners is racist, something like that, from what I remember.
See, that's so dumb because like they own
the
franchise.
Yeah, they own.
They don't own the people. Like,
no.
And the thing is though, like, they didn't force you to play.
No.
You signed the contract willingly and for a compensation that literally
is very
0.0001% of the people are ever gonna make in a year.
Right. I mean,
like, in their lifetime, they make it in a year.
But in a league dominated by black men, you have to admit, like, the majority of the NBA is black.
Yeah, I mean, that's just word terminology, though, but if you look at it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
When you call, like, the NBA is majority black, the majority of the best players in the history of the league are black.
Yeah.
You, like, right now, name the best 3 white players.
Dragic.
You got Luka Doncic, who just won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Porzingis, I don't even think he even played this year. He was just on the Mavericks, pretty much. He just got signed like a max deal though, so he's 5 years, like 100 and whatever million. And then you have
Gordon, the fallen soldier Gordon Hayward.
Oh, no.
Although, by the way, Jimmer Fredette. Man from BYU, sure. Destroyed in college, threes all day. Just signed to be on the practice team for the Warriors.
Okay.
The third Splash Brother is here. Well, actually, he might replace Clay, because Clay just...
died.
He denied... Or I know today, KD came out and said, I'm not accepting the Warriors contract. He's going to free agency. And then Clay also said, if he's not offered the max contract with the Warriors, he's going to go to the Clippers.
Damn.
So... The fall of the Warriors has begun, from what it seems. And I don't know what Boogie Cousins is going to do. He joined for a free ring and didn't even get it.
Yeah, for real. Nothing ever lasts.
For sure, Steph's going to stay. I feel like Steph's just going to retire with the Warriors.
I think
he's
so.
He's like the staple.
He's like Messi.
Yeah, he's the staple of the team.
Yeah.
And then, but the owners of the NBA thing is literally just terminology of the word. If you're a local business and you happen, say you own a supermarket and you happen to employ a bunch of African-American people.
Yeah,
you can't be called an owner anymore because that's racist. Because they work for you.
And the thing is, I don't know if Draymond, if that's what he said, that just shows how little problems, and how much money he has, that he's thinking about stuff like he's making problems out of things that aren't problems.
Right.
That's how you know that you're you don't have any problems.
That's just progressivism.
Yeah. And that's why today, there's so many problems with, little things, because we live in a society where everyone's so rich.
Yeah.
And everyone has so much time to not worry about. When's your next meal going to be? That you start thinking about little stupid stuff.
Right.
Because if your problems are feeding your family, then you don't care, if NBA owners are called NBA owners, you know?
Yeah, that's not a big deal. It's not he's going out there and, racially abusing every athlete on his team. Although there was that, with the Clippers old owner, Donald Sterling.
But, he got his...
I mean, he was obviously pretty far removed from society as a person.
Oh, no doubt.
The guy, he had, a 27-year-old girlfriend or whatever, who was flirting with a black man, and he was upset by this.
Yeah.
And then she recorded private conversations and brought them up to the media sources like TMZ.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, honestly, Donald Sterling...
She didn't invade his privacy. No, I'll tell you that. the only thing is,
But she wasn't with him because she obviously felt he was a great person and loved him. She was there to get the money in the first place.
Yeah, he should have seen that coming a mile away. It was wrong that he did that.
Yeah.
But it was his fault for letting it happen.
I agree.
He should have seen that coming a mile away.
He could have been smarter with the way he handled that. But back in the time, he was, basically removed from the league because of, racist comments and such. But should there be, some probable cause to remove someone from their position for, say, racial abuse? Should that be a thing?
I think it was dealt with, right?
You think he should have been removed from his position?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it was, blatant as how it was, you know? It was pretty clear.
Yeah, it's pretty old. I don't remember everything from it, to be honest. Everything that he said. But I know, it was obviously a big thing in the NBA at the time.
Yeah, of course.
Especially in a league predominantly black. You should not be a racist guy in charge of a franchise your majority of the team being black. Yeah. I think he's dude, you have the wrong job. Go buy some other team. So, I mean, that's just plain and simple. Then you move on to sport like baseball.
Oh, yeah.
How boring that sport is.
I don't know a single thing about baseball.
Right, okay.
You had baseball on, 5 minutes ago
on
the TV. I'm just there looking at it bro, how can anyone like this? I'm sorry.
The sport, essentially...
It's fun to play.
No, it's not even fun to play, to be quite honest with you, dude.
I prefer playing kickball.
Yeah, I remember playing baseball for, I want to say from the ages of, 4 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
It got to the point where I was so bored that I just said I want to stop playing the sport. Yeah. Imagine being a fan of baseball. It's more boring than golf, in my opinion. I would rather watch golf than watch baseball.
I just fall asleep to all that stuff.
Because you have baseball, you sit in the stands for 3+ hours.
Mm-hmm.
You see...
It's hot, because it's outside.
Not even that. Even like the Marlins Stadium, the new one, is enclosed.
Oh,
but it's like a steam room, because it's enclosed in Miami, Florida. So you're just cooking inside.
Yeah.
And you just sit there for 3 hours doing nothing. You're just watching these... there's so minimal action over the course of the game of 3.5, 3, 4 hours plus time. There has to be, at least 2 to 5% of the time is when something actually happens in the game.
Mm-hmm.
as when I was doing like the FSU radio thing, and I would go watch games.
Yeah.
I was live tweeting the game, and it's so pointless because for like the majority of the time, you're just sitting there. And you're retweeting the same. You're like tweeting out the same thing over and over again. Because I would tweet at the end of every inning, and I'd be like, still 1-1. Yep, four innings later. Yep, guys, it's still 1-1. Nothing's happened. It's just nothing is going on.
Yeah, that's how I like basketball and soccer. Because the thing is, I mean, basketball, in my opinion,
I like college basketball better than NBA basketball.
Yeah,
it just seems more fun.
Yeah,
but it's shorter thing is, too.
Like, there's constant flow of the game.
Right,
like, there's a whole bunch of timeouts and like things, but they're like.
Down for soccer, not for soccer,
yeah,
but like
soccer,
basketball.
But I mean, the thing you could say about soccer is like
you have to.
There's nothing's really happening in soccer until it happens.
Right.
But at least it's like
it's
at least you're seeing the ball
flow.
Moving.
It's constantly
yeah.
in flow.
That's like my biggest thing. Like as long as there's constant flow,
yeah.
and not so much like stopping the action, then like that's the best in my opinion.
Because
it just keeps you entertained and keeps you like watching
right.
and like you never know when something's gonna happen. That's
yeah.
like the big part about soccer that like. You never know when the goal's going to happen, like, just until it happens. You can't see it happening.
Right. And then you have, like, soccer is a sport where if you look away for a second,
yeah,
you could
exactly.
potentially miss, like, the most important part of the game.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then football is like that, too, where it's, like, something's always happening every play,
mm-hmm.
but it's in, like, short sprints. Because
yeah.
then they have, like, they'll have a stoppage. Like, I think there was some stat where the ball's actually in motion in a football game is, like, less than half the time.
Yeah. Because,
like, the clock's, there's timeouts and clock stoppages. The clock's still running most of the time, and most of the time they're just not doing anything. You have a 40 seconds to like call your plays and then go out and
yeah.
hike the ball. And during that time, every 40 seconds, the clock's moving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still more fun to watch than baseball, though.
yeah. And the thing about football is, like, you can tell when something's going to happen. Like, if they're
yeah,
on fourth
can,
down, like,
can,
5 yards away.
You can feel something. You
yeah.
Can, you can, like...
Then you're like, oh, something's going to happen right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Everyone's, like, zooming into their TV
yeah.
or... getting up in the, like getting excited in the stands.
Yeah. My favorite sport to watch is definitely basketball.
Yeah. College basketball is my favorite. Mm-hmm. It's March Madness. There's nothing in the world like
yeah.
March Madness, man. You have what is it? Like 100 and there's 4 times 16. How what the what no, right? 60 or 16 seeds. I don't know what 4 times 16 is. So 4 times 4 times 4 it's still the same. I can't do it.
16 plus 16 is what? 32?
32.
No.
We gotta do math, bro. I can't do math. I'm just gonna do it on my
32.
Phone, dude. I can't freaking
64.
Math. Is it 64?
I think so.
Yeah, we're right. We took us a while, but we got there. 64 teams. You have 64 teams at the top level of college athletes, and anything can happen. It's a one-off game, 40 minutes, do your thing.
Yeah, for real.
It's crazy. And then you have some of the best at like future NBA stars showing off all their talent. Ja Morant, bro. Ja
Great
Morant.
Guy.
He's gonna be the next MVP of the league. You hear me? You heard it here first. Ja Morant's better than Zion.
So what's your opinion on them not being paid?
Oh, college athletes?
Yeah.
Alright. They are being paid.
Yeah.
College athletes are being paid. One, they're being paid with a free education.
Okay.
The scholarship ones. The scholarship athletes. The walk-ons. Once they walk on and get on the team,
mm-hmm.
they're definitely getting a compensation because of that, too.
Okay.
So they're getting paid, for one. So I don't think they should be getting an actual salary because they are choosing to pursue this sport and become good at this sport. Like, I don't know, this is kind of like... So, obviously, football for major state schools is bringing in more money than, say, beach volleyball.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously. So, if they were going to get paid... A beach volleyball athlete would not be getting the same amount of money as a football player.
Yeah.
But most of the time, those volleyball players are still getting a free education to play beach volleyball for their school. If it's
yeah.
like, if they're a good team, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're a good beach volleyball athlete and they're helping their teams exceed in beach volleyball,
yeah.
they're getting a free education too.
Okay.
But if you get salaries involved, then football players are going to be getting paid a lot more than beach volleyball.
Yeah.
So... It's kind of like as a, and they also they're very lenient in terms of like their classes too.
Yeah.
For as an athlete.
Yeah.
At least I mean, essentially what they're talking about is football when they say athletes should get paid,
mm-hmm.
college athletes. football is the number one thing. Like, compared to basketball, like, basketball is the next best sport.
Yeah, but it's not, like,
it's not even
near,
close
yeah.
to football, what it brings in, especially if you have a good team. Like, Alabama's football team.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Alabama's football team brings in compared to Alabama's basketball team? It's got to be ridiculous,
yeah.
bro. It's not even funny. So, as a college student who goes to college and is trying to get an education, you're not there to
live lavishly.
You're not there to get it. Yeah, you're there to perform what you came there to do. You want to either get your education or do your 2 years and then go on to play your sport.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to make multi-million-dollar contracts when you go to the NFL.
Yeah.
But then if you're, say you're a football player who is on the football team, but you're not a superstar, you're not going to go to the draft, you're still getting a free education to go and pursue things later on in life. So I don't see why they should be compensated on top of that. They're already getting the free education.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I mean, I don't really know, like,
right.
what they do for them. But I feel like as long as, like, they cover, like, food and, like,
yeah, they
homing and all that stuff,
they
which
have
I think,
to.
I'm, yeah,
I'm sure
I
they,
assume
do.
They do. That's, like,
that's
yeah.
Because yeah.
you're not supposed to get rich off of going to college. To
no,
play
you're
football.
Supposed to just live on the edge, dude.
Yeah.
You see I all feel. The I had a teacher at FSU who would always talk about the Boca kids.
Oh, yeah.
All the Boca kids driving around in their BMWs, living in, like,
yeah.
freaking Stadium Center, their $1,000 a month apartment for
mm-hmm.
a 1-1. That's not how you're supposed to live college, bro. You're supposed to eat ramen noodles every night. You're supposed to have constant anxiety and depression and struggle through your classes. That's just the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to teach you how to be an adult
mm-hmm.
and work through these possible situations that are going to suck throughout life.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you'd like it to be a nice time, but it's not always going to be that way. Moving back to Women's World Cup, though, in terms of getting paid. Now, how would you... Do you think that... Like, there's been a lot of talk that women are not getting paid as much
like
in college, mm-hmm. college, but not college, but, like, sports in general.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same... It just... You should get paid depending on how much money you bring in.
Yeah.
That's just the way I see it.
Right. As...
Because men bring in so much more money, even though...
Well, even though...
In their own league...
They suck. Yeah,
but
the U.S. national team
women,
does suck.
They'd beat the women.
So
it's like...
I agree. The U.S. men's national team would beat the women's national team. And that's just the way it would be.
Yeah.
But, like, say you have an athlete. Take tennis, for example. Serena Williams is essentially a god in tennis. I think that she could beat a lot of the male athletes.
I mean, she lost against the 200th best guy.
Yeah, but that was... How long ago was that?
I mean, still.
But what I'm saying,
like, in comparison,
I think that Serena Williams is probably one of the best tennis players in the world amongst men and women, though.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I don't know what her actual compensation is. But in my opinion, if you are at a high enough level, you should be paid to play at that level. Like,
yeah,
if you're good enough, you should be paid enough.
Yeah.
And that's not just that for sports, but, like, in the workplace, women in the workplace. If you're going to get a promotion, it shouldn't be based off who your friend is or whatever. I think if you're getting promoted, it should be based off of the highest, like, the most qualified candidate, regardless of any kind of discrepancy.
Yeah.
Like, if
I mean,
you're a woman,
that's what you would hope for.
Yeah, that's what I would hope for, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should be discriminated against because of your anything.
Yeah.
You should be, like, given it because of that.
Yeah, so, I mean,
if
the woman's
qualified
national team could beat the men's national team,
and by all means, pay them more.
Then they'd pay them more. But the thing is, even if they were better than them, they're still not bringing in the same amount of money that the men's are. That's
right.
the problem.
Right. But then...
Because you can be pretty shitty at your job, but if for some reason you bring in a lot of money compared to someone else, even if that person has more potential or is actually better,
yeah,
whatever you're doing is somewhat working.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, oh, well, I guess that person isn't so shitty at their job.
Right.
Because they're bringing in more money.
Exactly.
I just feel like at the end of the day, like... Like, sports, it's not how good the team is. It's how much money the team brings
in. Right,
right. Because, for example, you could be a popular team but suck and bring in more money than a team that just did really good, but that team isn't known.
Yeah, it's all about the money.
So the player, like, for example, like when Leicester City won the Premier League, the Leicester City players weren't getting any compensation compared to, like, Man U. I forgot where Man U, like,
that
like
year,
seventh,
that year I don't remember. That year... Arsenal finished second. Tottenham got third. I want to say it was City then United, or United then City. Mm-hmm. No, it was City then United for sure. I think that was the year that Chelsea, was the year after Chelsea won, so Chelsea finished like 6th or 7th,
yeah, exactly,
or something. Or, I don't know. It was like one of their worst finishes in like 15 years or something.
So all those lesser players, I mean, the next year they got big contracts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they brought in big players and stuff.
They came in once you proved yourself.
Yeah, they also had Shinji Okazaki starting up front for some reason still. Even though Shinji Okazaki scored, what, 14 goals in 100 appearances?
Yeah.
What is that ratio? Less, a little more than 10%. Oh, it's ridiculous. But when you have, like, the women in general compared to men, if you took Ronda Rousey, who was a top level fighter,
she'd beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, she'd beat the shit out of me too. But you put her up against Conor McGregor.
Yeah, because
I don't see her beating Conor McGregor.
I don't know that, dude. The thing is, like, there's a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Of how, like, good you could be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, I honestly feel like a guy, like, for example, you could take me, for example. If you trained me for, like, 2 years, just every single day,
you still wouldn't be
fighting,
as good as Conor McGregor.
I would never be as good as Conor McGregor, but I could probably, like, stand my own. Probably not against Ronda, because she's, like...
No, Ronda's a trained professional in the
but,
sport.
But, like, a woman that's, like,
say you take,
in the
you
UFC...
You take you, and you take a woman who's, how tall are you, 5'8"?
5'9"?
5'9". So you take someone 5'9". And you take a woman 5'9". You both weigh the same amount.
Yeah, but
and then
it's
you both
still
no, but you both
be equal.
Yeah, you, that's what I'm saying. You both trained for 2 years.
Yeah,
doing the exact same training, and then you fought in like an actual like MMA fighting event.
It wouldn't be equal.
I don't think it would be equal. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not like in terms of me trying to like put women down. It's just saying that like
because weight and all that stuff doesn't matter. Like it just goes down to like even the muscle size. Like just the muscle is literally built differently.
Right.
Because, like, men's muscles are more, like, compact. It's like, what, chimps.
Dude, don't bring up chimps, dude. Don't bring up chimps. Joe Rogan.
But chimps are small. They're, like, 80 pounds. But they could rip people apart.
You could kill me.
That's just because their muscle is so, like,
you take
compacted
a chimp the same, a chimp could be the same weight size as me. I would die.
Yeah.
I'd be dead.
It'd rip you in two.
Take a chimp half the size of me, it would kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. But... I don't know. I'm off topic with it now. I forgot what I was gonna say. Women, like, but they have okay. Yeah. So women can give birth though, right? And they've reached what is like the pain tolerance threshold, or whatever, like whatever that's measured in.
Yeah.
Is like higher than anything a man would ever feel, like beyond what we can feel.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Well, I mean, it's measurable. So yes, they feel more pain. They feel a higher level of pain than a man could ever feel. Than. Say dying, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, but how? So would that mean that women are more susceptible to pain than men are because they can handle a higher level of pain than we can?
I just feel like I'm okay. Well, if a guy had to
give birth,
he'd handle it better.
Well, I like
technically,
do men even have the same pain receptors as women do down in that area? Like I don't. I know they have like that one thing where it's like you can test. You can, like, see
and then, like,
what it feels
like.
Yeah, it's like electric shocks
in.
And, like, shows you what pregnancy's like. But is it because...
I mean, it depends
how
you
look
at it.
We're just built different in general, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I definitely feel like men, overall, throughout a whole lifetime, experience more pain than a woman.
We feel more pain. We're always more depressed. And we just handle it better. That's it. Final line. We're better. No.
Because imagine a guy in construction.
Drops
he literally
block.
Works every single day. In pain.
Are you saying women couldn't do construction?
They could.
All right. Take for a fact the special forces. Should a woman be allowed to join special forces?
If she qualifies it.
Yeah,
but the
I
thing
agree.
Is, for example, like in the army or whatever, they have two different qualifications. I mean, okay, so first of all, women can't even join like special forces.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
but
like,
same thing, should
but
they?
But for like normal infantry and stuff?
They can't.
Like they have two different standards. They have standards for men and then they have standards for women.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just there like, should it just be one standard and then whoever makes it, makes it?
Right, exactly.
That's what
I
believe. I
think if you are capable of doing these tasks,
dude,
then you should make
there's
it.
There's some badass women out there.
So
I'm sure Ronda Rousey can fucking...
She bring Ronda Rousey, the strongest woman we know. Like the most...
I don't know, cyborg or some shit.
But then, I remember I was watching the True Geordi podcast, of all podcasts. So when he was, you know, he's like a deep sea diver. And there's like a lot of... It's kind of like you're doing the EMT program. You have to do like 2 years of training to become a firefighter.
Yeah.
Well, he had like 2 years of training to become a deep sea diver, essentially.
Mm.
So, in the course of the deep sea diving, there was one woman who was like British special ops or whatever, like some kind of ridiculous military status. And she was, like, maybe, like, the first woman back in, like, 1990, early 2000s to go and try to be a deep-sea diver, because it was an all-man's job back in that time. And apparently, like, they were... She was... Like, it's not like she was not impressive. She was built, like the trooper said, that she was a real fit lady. Whatever that means, you know. But she couldn't pass the deep-sea diver test. Yeah. Also, there's all the men who were... Like, it's what he said. He wasn't, like, saying he was pro to this, but a lot of the men didn't want her to pass because deep-sea diving is a man's job. They don't want women to be involved in this. It's a grueling man's job. If women can do it, then it doesn't seem as grueling for men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. If you're not physically capable of performing,
mm-hmm.
then you shouldn't be allowed to do it. But that goes for men and women, not just that one woman per se.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everyone should have to go through.
This is how I say it. Look, this is what you need.
Yeah.
Most guys on average are right here. Mm-hmm. Most women on average are right here. So for a woman to reach all the way up here is harder for a guy than for a guy to reach up here. Like, more guys can reach it than women can reach it.
Right.
So, like, for example, like, if out of a population of, like, 1,000, only, like, 10 can make special ops.
Uh-huh.
Then that's, like, but then, like, out of women, only, like, 10,000. Like, out of 10,000, only 10 can make it.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
So, like, a Green Marine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to bring it up because I was watching Rambo earlier. Freaking Sylvester Stallone.
But yeah, that goes for anything, though.
Yeah, I agree. Like, women and men. Like, okay, take sports. Just get rid of sexes. Just everyone plays the same sport.
Yeah, then there's guys at the end. And then maybe one girl.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, if she's able to play at that level,
exactly.
then let her. I'm not saying don't. I'm saying if she can play at the same level as the men. Because I'm sure there's women who are a lot better than some of the players at Man United, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You watch freaking Lukaku's first touch. There's definitely a chick with a better first touch than Lukaku.
Oh, no.
I agree.
But then she's not as big as him.
No, that man's a freaking monster.
Exactly.
Man. What's his name? Freaking the guy from Wycombe Wanderers who played at AFC Wimbledon. Big, huge guy. A tank.
Akinfenwa,
bro. 99 strength on FIFA,
honestly.
Dude. That guy's bolder.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I just
is there
like,
a chick who can compare to that?
Yeah, but then again, it goes back to like you just have to play your strengths.
Okay.
Like for example, like if a girl were to play in a soccer league with guys, she'd have to have like the best technical ability.
Yeah, I agree.
Because she had to make up for it in other ways.
She'd have to be able to outplay them without strength.
Exactly. Like, there's some guys that like they just can't touch a ball for their life. They can't do anything but just run really fast. So they just get better at running really fast.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah. All I did is run.
Yeah, I can't shoot, I can't pass, I can't dribble, but I can run really fast. So I might as well just pass up all 40 yards in front of me and go catch up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You always got to play your strengths, but that's just in life in general.
Yeah.
You shouldn't try to do something that you're shitty at. Unless...
And you get better at it.
Yeah.
But
you only get so
good at something that you're, like, actually bad at.
Right. But I shouldn't go try to be I was really good at being a middle linebacker when I was 11.
Yeah,
but I'm 5'5", 135 pounds. I should not be going into the NFL to go be middle linebacker because
mm-hmm.
I will die.
Yeah,
I just, you know what I mean. So you always have to play to your strengths in some capacity. It's kind of like you know what you're good at, so try to be good at that, and then try to find a way to exploit that in the fact that you could possibly make money off of it.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you're naturally good at something. Then you have more of
an advantage.
Yeah, exactly. You have more of a chance of being like the top 1% in that one thing
right.
than someone else. Like if that's like, you know, like what they're decent at.
Yeah.
But and the same goes for you. If you're bad at something, the chances of you becoming like the best at something you're bad at, naturally just awful at, like isn't going to be as good as if you dedicate that time to something else that you're naturally good at.
Unless you really like something that you're bad at, then. You can continue to practice it, but it's going to take you way more effort and time to be good at it when you can just try to find something you're already somewhat decent at and then improve upon that. But, I mean, it definitely comes down... You have to weigh your options. You like something, but you're good at something else. What should you do?
Yeah.
Say you're a really good accountant, but being an accountant is the most boring thing on earth. And you really like... singing, but you're the most god-awful singer of all time.
Yeah, and then you have to be realistic.
At that point,
like,
you're like,
I'd
probably be the accountant and be the singer that I'm terrible at.
Or find a happy medium. Maybe you could be a county forest singer.
Yeah, there you go. Something that you would get in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've got to find the meshing of both and mm-hmm. make it ideal.
Yeah.
So.
That's something everyone struggles with, though.
It definitely does, especially like in this time in your life, like around 19, 20.
Yeah.
You're given all this, like you're done with actual high school, so now you're in the real world for the most part. Legendary. And you have to figure, yeah, whatever that is. You have to figure out what you want to do with your life at the age of 20,
yeah.
when you're still not even fully an adult in America.
That's why you go back to like what we said earlier about our parents. Like,
yeah.
you don't really, like, they're still, you know, figuring stuff out too. So that's
yeah,
why like, you're not going to be able to figure everything out even at 20.
Right. You can't. I'd say by 30, you'd want to be at the place where you think you're going to excel from. But most people at 30 probably aren't even at that spot yet.
Yeah.
It's weird. You got to figure out everything
as you
ahead
go.
Of time. But it doesn't work out that way most of the time. Yeah. Is that a good wrap up on
I
the
think
first
it was a pretty good one.
Yeah. All right. All boys right. and girls, women and children, men and whatever you identify as. That is our first podcast.
Yep.
And we will see you soon on the next one.
Adios.
Of course.